I'm going to do some rottenness, and that hedgehog won't stop me!
Pack your shit! Pack your shit! We gotta get out of here!
Well, gentlemen, I'm flooding it! It!
Listening to RSN Radio.
All we do is eat crumpets and drink tea. Is there something wrong with that?
For more information, visit www.randomsonicnet.org.
Hey, hey, what's going on? It's once again that time of the week. Arson Live with Voice. Yeah. We're hopefully going to do a better job this week than we did last week, which was a complete cluster of a failure. But hey, it's February 2nd, Groundhog Day, or as Sega has apparently dubbed it, this is how out of the loop I am, it's Hedgehog Day. So, happy Hedgehog Day, happy Groundhog's Day, happy February 2nd, it's actually the 3rd for you UK listeners, but hey, whatever, it works. It works. So what's going on this week? Not much to report new on for me. Again, I'm not really good for news sources, man. I don't keep track of what's going on in the Sonic community, because half of the time it just ends up pissing me off. Although I know some of you guys like listening to me rant, which I guess can be funny every once in a while. Other than that, I'm just looking around, seeing what's going on. Not much. Not much at all. I'm sure there's some special thing going on that I'm just not aware of, other than just the Hedgehog / Groundhog Day, which, by the way, was also the release of the dates for Summer Sonic and Sonic Boom, none of which I will be attending. Wouldn't you know it? I just don't have $2,000 to go to London, and I'm just not feeling going to San Diego for a day. So, those two are out the window. Not doing it. That, and I've already got my event for the year set up. That would be ASUN, which is local. It's a Chicago thing, so I don't have to go far. It's pretty cool. Still putting money into it, but hey. So where do I begin? Oh, I know. I did get a request while the show was starting up to play some music from a new band that is just started called Sonic Derp. Derp. So let me see if I can get this to cue. Because I gotta be honest, Reverb Nation's kind of... they're kind of gnarly. Their player's really out there. Let's see what we get here. You know, this thing is not gonna be nice. I just know it. This player is not... I've tried this player before, and it's always done something to anger me. So, let's see what happens when I do it this time. Let me stop this.
They are flying, the beers, trying to take out the after a good fight, in the end, Sonic wins.
So that was Sonic Saves the Day by Sonic Derp. It was actually kind of amusing to listen to, actually. So if you want to listen to any more music from this new band, the web link is www.reverbnation.com/Sonic Derp. Cool beans. Cool beans. Alright, so I think I'm going to go ahead and let's see what we got going on here. What time? More ranting? I don't know. Drink. Drink! So. No, I'm just going to go ahead and pull up another track. Oh no. My synergy link has failed. Alright, we'll do it this way. Oh, there it goes. See, isn't technology wonderful? You get all these problems just crop on up. And it just, annoys me, but... What are you gonna do? Everything tends to go to hell when you're trying to do something. So... go with this one. That's a short track, actually. I'm gonna recollect my thoughts as soon as I get this going. And we'll pull you in. Oh, this is Voice RSN Live, and I will be back shortly. As soon as I find the mute switch. There it is. Yeah, that was a short music break, wasn't it? But I was just thinking to myself, you know, this is music I play all the freaking time. especially on the 24/7 stream. So I'm sure people are like, is this really what it's all about? Is this voice rants for a few minutes and then this plays the same Sonic music over and over again? And yeah, that pretty much sums up the show. I can't believe this. 7 shows in, I'm still describing what the show's about. That should tell you how confident I am in this show. I don't even know what I'm doing. I'm just clicking randomly now. Because I have a bunch of IRC. Oh, that reminds me. I forgot to do my standard spiel. Dang it. Okay, well, let's go ahead and do that then, shall we? So, if you want to chat with me live while I'm going ahead and doing my thing, you can go to the Surreal Chat IRC network. That's irc.surrealchat.net in your favorite IRC client. And I'm usually more active in the Sonic Stadium channel, but I'm also on Radio Sega and Radio Nintendo's channel. But here's the downside. Surreal Chat has a lot of problems. They tend to have their services go wacko every once in a while, and every other day there's a net split. So if you want to avoid all that unpleasantness, go ahead and hang out on the Afternet IRC network. That's irc.afternet.org in your favorite IRC client. And the channel you're going to be looking for, I'm in a lot of channels on that network. That is my home network. But if you want to chill out with me and see the bot regurgitate what you're already seeing in your player, you can just head on to the IRSN channel. That's the pound sign or hash pound for everyone else. Because I say pound and people are like, what? Oh, apparently it's hashtag. Sorry. We call it pound here in the States. Man. Anyways, back to what I was originally talking about. So, you know, Sonic music, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, that really isn't all. I'm hoping that isn't all I'm going to be playing. I mean, I'll admit I've gotten into a Cowboy Bebop stint, so. Tell you what, I'm going to break from the norm. We're going to play that. We're going to play a song from Cowboy Bebop, and it's the most familiar song of them all.
We'll be right back.
See, that just sounds badass, doesn't it? Man. And for those who... That was me getting lost in my train of thought. Hold on one second. For those who weren't paying attention, that is the theme music, the opening theme music for Cowboy Bebop. That is an anime series that lasted 26 episodes. It takes place in the future in outer space, about bounty hunters. It was a pretty badass show. It is considered to be one of the top animes, apparently, second behind that one whose name I cannot pronounce for the life of me, so I'm not even going to say it. If you're an anime connoisseur, you'll know what I'm talking about when I say number one. Anyways, that song is simply called Tank. And, like I said, I've been on a Cowboy Bebop kick lately. I mean, can you blame me? That music's badass. Damn, it's awesome. So there's me deviating away from Sonic for the time being there. In fact, I might play another one. I really might. It's a pretty good series. They got a lot of awesome music. I don't care what anyone says. I'm going to be that loser. The awesome loser. That's the loser that is just so awesome that people are like, damn, that guy's a loser, but he's awesome. He's insanely awesome. What else can I talk about here? I mean, I'm starting to have a picture of Bruce Willis dressed up as Jet Black. It's kind of creepy, actually. Let's go ahead and... Where it is? There we go. Problem solved. It's one of those things where you just stare at a face, and it's just like, No. No. Put it away. Oh, while I'm doing mini rants about things, I might as well. Because that's what you're all listening for now at this point, right? Rants? Voice rants? So, I was ranting a little bit about this earlier on the RC channel. Why the hell do I have a Facebook account if Facebook just annoys the hell out of me? Which it does. It really does. I finally got to the point where I don't recall exactly how I got attached to the Sonic Stadium Facebook group. I just did. And I'm just getting like 20 emails a day from this group. Well, I'm expecting other emails, so I'm getting all excited. Oh man, it's possible that email's here, and then... Oh, it's a Sonic shirt. A Sonic shirt. So I finally just said screw it, went to the group, and disabled notifications. I haven't left the group, because I'm pretty sure there's some goings-ons that might go in there that might be relevant to my interests, but as for notifications, no, we're done with that. I'm in the ASEN Facebook group, and they don't spam this much, man. That's really the brunt of it, is the Sonic Stadium Facebook group is just a spam fest. And, that's all I got to say about that. Oh, wait, ShadowX wants to correct me. They are Sonic fans. Yes, they are. You know, I'm a Sonic fan too, but I don't spam the hell out of people. I mean, I may show pictures once in a while of my setups, which have Sonic stuff attached to them, but I'm not going so far as to just completely screw over people by filling up their inboxes with annoying, irrelevant emails that I get to sort through, because I do plenty of other things outside of the Sonic fandom. I mean, I'm running servers, I'm running game servers, and all these things generate emails that are relevant to me. I just hit my mic. That are relevant to me. So, for example, if my server goes down, I get an email for that. You know, that's something I'd like to see, and not after having to dig through 15 emails about Sonic t-shirts, Sonic games, Sonic YouTube videos, which, not to say Sonic YouTube videos are bad. I mean, I've seen some pretty good ones. One that comes to mind in particular, let me see if I can look. I can't remember the channel name, but they do a pretty damn good job. And I actually have to look it up by searching for one of the video names. Let's see what we got here. Okay, so without this starting, I've got Ballina Productions is the group that makes these Sonic videos, and they're actually pretty good. They're pretty decent. I actually like watching them. I think I talked about Christmas with Sonic earlier, which is a 16-minute video done up completely in storyboard format, but it's actually pretty damn good. I'll give them that. Pretty damn good. What is this? Oh, this is something else. And there's a spam in the bottom of the video. See? I'm getting spam from the spam, man. You know, I should probably change. Hold on a second. There we go. Now it makes a lot more sense. I was looking at the radio page on RSN, and it's just constantly updating with the title of the last song that was actually played through Internet DJ console, which is obviously no longer being played. What else? Let's see, another good ranting point I have here is, as many of you guys know, I use Linux. I'm a Linux guy. When you're in college and you don't make that much money, free equals, oh my effing god, yes, give it. So, in college, I pretty much became a Linux standard user. It's my desktop, it's on my laptop. In fact, my streamer is running off of Linux right now. I only boot into Windows when I want to play games. But recently, there's been some problems. The concept of a Linux desktop is that basically it's all a client-server model. So, to get video, you have to connect to a video server. I'm sure that's the wrong way to name it, but in Linux, it's for audio, you have to be connected to an audio server. And this is where the issue comes in. For the longest time, there were like three primary audio servers. It was ALSA, OSS, and ESD. And then, like, I want to say 5 years ago, they came out with Pulse Audio. Pulse Audio is my friggin' nightmare, because it barely works. It's always crashing. It's always causing issues. It's the main reason why I usually have to spend an hour and a half setting my laptop up before doing these shows. And for some reason, Pulse Audio has become the default audio server for a number of Linux distributions, and it just drives me up a friggin' wall. Because I'm trying to do things. I don't want to have to keep restarting the audio server because I opened Audacity. Or another good one, I play Minecraft, and every time I play Minecraft, when I close it out, that causes Pulse Audio to crash. That's just not cool, man. Anyways, I said I was going to play some more Cowboy Bebop music, so let me search up some stuff here. Got some nice breathing action going on here, eh? There we go. That's the one I was looking for. Let me just click this real quick and stop it. Gotta let it load. Gotta let it load. Ooh, people are tuning in. Gotta work on my word enunciation skills, eh? Because I'm awesome like that. Anyways, I said I'd play another track from that anime because this is me not playing Sonic music for the time being. I'll definitely dive back in after this, though. So, in the meantime, go ahead and enjoy this. You know, Foxboy Mick mentioned how that sounded like something that would come out Donkey Kong Country. And That's kind of funny because there's another track, or video, I should say. I'm actually just doing this via YouTube. I'm cheating. And one of the comments makes mention of how it sounds like something out of like a Mario game. But I think that's all I'm going to do for that for now. You know. This is a Sonic podcast show thingy. So, you know, we gotta be doing Sonic stuff. I mean, why not? Sonic. That's what you're all here for. Right? I hope I'm right. I'm probably not right. Yeah. Drink a can of Coke and everything starts falling apart. Stuff. You know what? I'm just gonna be lazy. I'm gonna be lazy, and I'm gonna add a track for you to listen to. And hopefully when I come back after this, I'll have something to go on. That should be my panic song. You know what I'm saying? When something goes wrong, you know how, like in the old days of television, the days of yore, when they were having technical difficulties, they'd throw up that little slide, and there'd be some background music. That needs to be my background music when something's going wrong. I don't know why, it just sounds kind of like something that I would put in. Wow. I mean, that being said, I'd like to reiterate my earlier point that I really have no idea what I'm doing at this point. I'm just winging it. But those are the best kind of shows, right? Winging it. So is everyone enjoying this amazingly mild winter we're having? Because, I gotta be honest, I'm not. Usually I hate the cold and all that, but, you know, it's too friggin' warm, man. Too warm. It's like we're giving winter a complete miss. We're going straight on into spring. I didn't follow any news reports about what if the groundhog saw its shadow or not. But if it says 6 more weeks of winter, I'm gonna call it out as being a goddamn liar. You know, Chicago, we're usually, you know, snow every other week or day, and so far there's only been one major snowstorm. One major snowstorm, not that much. It's like 8 inches and everyone was freaking out. Because, you know, 8 inches of snow in this area is unheard of. Compared to last year when we had, you know, what was it, 20 inches during that blizzard last year? So, 8 inches, it's kind of like, meh, with you and your 8 inches is a lot. I'm sure someone will take that out of context. Wow, this is a long night. Also, I'd like to make an important note. Bad idea. Idea? Again, my word pronunciation skills are just astounding. Bad idea to drink Coke while you're doing a show. Because I don't know how many times I've had to turn away from the mic or throw music on just to avoid burping into the mic. See, what else? What other observations can I make? Well, in case you're wondering what that sound is, I have a Gerber knife. And if you've never seen a Gerber knife, it's basically a multi-tool. But I like messing around with the slidey part, because it's oddly amusing. Drink lemonade. I've been drinking orange juice all day. You wouldn't believe. I've been on an orange juice binge. It's probably not a good thing. Oh, well. I also had a couple of cups of coffee. And I don't know what it is about the coffee we have here at home, but it is like, it cleans out your kidneys like no one's business. It's stuff I probably shouldn't be saying, especially since I'm recording this. But that's just the simple fact of the matter, isn't it? You know, this is... Let's change you out, buddy. Same song over and over again. Well, it's a little bit better, isn't it? Yeah. Some nice, awesome times here. So, what else can I talk about here? Oh, I know. Well, being that it's tax time here in the good old US of A, I've already started putting my plans together for what I'm going to be doing with my tax return. Initially, I was going to build a DVR, but, no. For what I want to do, it'd be like $1,000. and I feel like that money would be better spent in either a laptop or a brand new gaming rig, which I'm kind of leaning towards gaming rig. I jokingly put it, I want to be able to play a game with a minimum width of 5,000 pixels and not dip under 300 frames per second. Not going to happen, not unless I spend like $5,000, but you get my drift. I want to... This desktop is at the peak of its CPU upgrading abilities at this point. I'm maxed out. I'm also... Yeah, I don't think I'm maxed out on the memory, but I'm getting pretty close. Anyways, what I'm saying is I'm thinking of building a new computer, and I have just been talking about that nonstop on the chat room, and I'm pretty sure Shaddix is annoyed about it by now, as are probably a certain number of other people, but... Hey, it's what I do. My day job, I work on the internet, I fix things, and on my off time, I just mess around with networking hardware and computer hardware. That's what I do. It's my thing. My shtick. Humana. So, those are the upcoming plans. And, you know, Shaddix thinks he should get my old computer because he wants to play Tomb Raider. And wouldn't you know it, his laptop is not up to the challenge. It's not up to the challenge, man. Need to buy yourself some Alienware, sir. Alienware. Yeah. Does anyone else think it's kind of funny how Steam is now getting all these old games being put on, you know? Let's see what's latest. What's the latest here? I can't talk at all, man. So, let's do a simple search for Raider, and we got Traitor. I don't think so, Jim. What we got here? Got, let's see, got one, two, those are demos. One, two, three, four. Four Lara Croft Tomb Raider games at the moment. I'm sure they're working on bringing up the old ones. I'm sure they're gonna go Sega on us and bring up the old ones, because let's go ahead and search up Sonic. Why not? So we got Sonic CD, Sonic the Hedgehog 4, Episode 1, Sonic Generations, Sonic Adventure DX, which I'm told is horrible on the Steam release, that they've somehow managed to botch that up. The Sonic team doesn't surprise me. Sonic 3 and Knuckles, Sonic the Hedgehog 2, we got Sonic the Hedgehog, we got Sonic Spinball, Sonic 3D Blast, and Sonic and Sega All-Star Racing. Which is 20 bucks. I wonder if I should get that game. What are the spec requirements on this game? Oh, I could do it. I could do that. Oh, holy crap, it's almost 7 o'clock already. Wow. See what happens when I rant on the air? I spend a lot of time ranting and stuff like that. What to do? Well, you know what? I think we are getting to be towards that time of the night where it's time to end the podcast portion of the show. So, let's get ourselves an ending track, shall we? And no, it's not going to be a Cowboy Bebop track. I'm sure you guys want it. Right? No one wanted it. Let's see. What do we got? Oh, why not? enjoy this song from a game I have never... Oh, wait, that's 3 minutes and 24 seconds. I got a few more minutes to kill. All right. Oh, man, isn't it fun coordinating all these things? Ah. So if I were to play that... I'm looking at the time clock here. Oh, man, I gotta talk a few more minutes here. Or a few more seconds. See, that's one of the things I love about Internet DJ Console. When I click a song, it tells you what time it will end at if you were to start from that location. So, we just now passed 7 o'clock on that clock, so I believe I'm going to go ahead and start that, and we're going to go ahead and end this week's episode of RSN Live. It wasn't a good episode, but it wasn't as bad as the previous episode, so I'm pretty stoked about that. That's not the folder I'm looking for. This is not the folder you were looking for. It jumps everywhere, man. We'll go with that. Go with that. Sorry, I gotta set up my playlist here. Lazy voice is slacking again. Oops, that's the wrong one. Remove that. There we go. That's the command control I wanted. Alright, so this has been Voice with RSN Live. See you next week. Bye-bye.
You are listening to RSN Radio.